good stories. Do these every hour on 99.7 DJX just to show you that good happens in the world.
This started with a really scary situation Tuesday in Kentwood, Michigan. A child was inside a car that was stolen, and two school bus drivers jumped into action. This happened early in the morning. The suspect abandoned the toddler on the side of the road and fled. Parents flagged down cars for help. A school employee at a bus stopped to find out what they needed.
Dave Skinner and Sue Figueroa are being celebrated tonight for keeping a two-year-old out of harm's way.
They screamed at me that somebody had stolen their car with her baby in it.
When Dave's call came out, another driver, Sue, realized that she had just went past a boy wrapped in a blanket on the side of the road.
I just immediately said, I need to turn around and get back there, you know, right away. And she said, she was going.
Sue went back and picked up the child and returned him to his crying mother.
It was probably about anywhere from 4 to 6 minutes that mom didn't know, but probably the longest 4 to 6 minutes of her life.
Wow.
Yeah. Spokesperson for the bus company said they're the first person they see every day. Most of the drivers know where the stops are, where the kids are at. If somebody's late at a stop, they're on the radio about anybody having issues. They're a close-knit community, and working together like that, they were able to get that rectified within, you know, just a matter of minutes.
Good.
Now, of course, the suspect's still on the loose, but fortunately, the 2-year-old is back with his parents. You can see their story up on the website, wdjx.com.